At 19 degrees on this Monday morning, February 19th. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Three first responders are dead in the Minneapolis suburb of Burnsville, Minnesota, after an exchange of gunfire and an hours-long standoff.
An armed man was barricaded inside with family, including seven children. Authorities say the suspect had several guns and large amounts of ammunition. Burnsville police officers Paul Emstrand, Matthew Ruge, and Adam Finseth killed by the suspect during the response. Another officer, Adam Medicott, injured. The suspect also died. The seven children in the home are safe.
ABC's Allison Kosick. Historic hearings underway at the International Court of Justice in The Hague into the legality of Israel's 57-year occupation of land sought for a Palestinian state. In Falls City, Washington, a mountain lion attacked five bicyclists on a trail. A woman clawed and bitten on her face, neck, and jaw. She survived. Other cyclists pinned the beast under a bike. Authorities shot and killed it. This is ABC News. Former President Jimmy Carter is marking 1 year in hospice care. In that time, he's celebrated his 99th birthday, enjoyed tributes to his legacy, and lost his wife of 77 years, Rosalind, who died in November, some 6 months after the Carter family disclosed her dementia diagnosis. A statement says the family's pleased so many family discussions on the important subject of end-of-life care. At the multiplexes this weekend, ABC's Dave Packer.
Plenty of love for Bob Marley, One Love in theaters.
You see, reggae music come to unify the people.
The Paramount Pictures biopic of the reggae legend smashing expectations, taking in nearly $28 million in U.S. theaters in its debut weekend. A disappointing opening for Madam Web at $17.6 million. The Dakota Johnson movie had one of the lowest debuts for a movie centered on a Marvel character. Matthew Vaughn's spy thriller Argylle coming in a distant third. Migration and Wonka rounding out the top five. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 44, partly cloudy and mild conditions. For tonight, a few clouds and chilly, a low of 26. Tuesday, partly sunny and spring-like, a high near 50. Wednesday, 54 and partly sunny. Thursday, partly cloudy and quiet, a high of 50. And Friday, partly cloudy and colder, a high of 35. Yesterday's top temperature here at the studio was 44 degrees. We have fallen from that to midnight. It was 23. And then now down to our new overnight low. It is 19 degrees. Today is Monday, February 19th. It is time to officially start the broadcast day.
So proudly we hailed wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Elvis Presley live. We start the day in a positive way with an American trilogy. Before that, Faith Hill did the honors for our national anthem today. Good morning, kids. It's time to officially start the old Light in the Milk House show today. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail after getting a day of rest yesterday. And whoo, we feel good. We're ready to roll today with regular features and getting into lots of stuff this week with tournament basketball getting underway for girls tomorrow night. State wrestling as well in high school sports. And also while we're talking sports, an NBA All-Star MVP Milwaukee Buck last night. And it wasn't Giannis. No, Damian Lillard had a big night. We'll check out sports in about 10 minutes. Right now, Ronnie Millsap.
Pure love, baby, it's pure love. Milk and honey and Captain Crunch and you in the morning. Pure love, baby, it's pure love. 99 and 44, 100% pure love. I wake up with sunshine laying beside me, and bluebirds singing right outside my window. Soft, warm kisses say good morning. Then I get breakfast in bed. You know you make me so happy. With pure love, baby, it's pure love. Milk and honey and Captain Crunch and you in the morning.
T.G. Shepherd on the Light in the Middle Cow Show. Good morning, 5:16 the time. A Monday morning reminder, a Red Cross blood drive will be held from 1 until 6 at the Laval Fire Department today. Appointments may be made by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, by visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
The Wisconsin Farm Center provides a neutral facilitator trained in mediation to help conflicting parties pursue understanding and eventual agreement in farm-related disputes. Services are available to help in credit issues, environmental concerns, farm family conflicts, and more. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov. This message in support of farm families is a service of the Gokinour Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 373 West 6th Street, Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO or WRCE or whatever it is now, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
An update on sports from WRCO is sponsored by the Sports Boosters. Milwaukee Bucks guard Damian Lillard earned a new title, NBA All-Star Game MVP, after scoring 39 points and making 11 three-pointers in the Eastern Conference 211-186 record-breaking win over the Western Conference. Lillard made 11 of the East's record 42 three-pointers and finished 14 of 26 from the field just one day after winning his second straight three-point contest. Lillard also had six assists as eight players scored in double figures for the East yesterday. The NBA with some competition. I had to do a double take at that score. 211-186. Also in college basketball, Ohio State stunned number 2 Purdue in its interim coach's debut, winning a 73-69 game a day after the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee picked the Boilermakers as the early favorite to be the number 1 overall seed. Bruce Thornton scored 22 and Jamison Battle 19 to help Ohio State pull off the upset in Jake Diebler's first game at the helm on Sunday. Also, it was Florida State with a win against FAU, 90-86. From the NHL, the Rangers 6-5 over the Islanders in overtime, Los Angeles 2, Pittsburgh 1, Colorado 4-3 over Arizona. That's an update on Monday Morning Sports.
Court in Maine offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
We hope you had a good weekend in southwest Wisconsin. It's 19 degrees now. We're headed toward 44 a little bit later on today. Well, it's time to get our polka on this morning. Stretch out a little bit. Got to work off the brownies and ice cream that June had for me last night. Oof. Good stuff, but you know what? I got to get back to my normal, broadcasting weight. So let's go a one and a two. And a... There you go, Romy Gaz. And Romy and the band there with the Broadway Polka, recorded there in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. There you go, a little Wisconsin polka for you this morning on the Light in the Milk House show. Farm News and Markets will be up in about 5 minutes. Time to put on Charlie's shoes. Here's Billy Walker.
I'd like to be in Charlie's shoes. That's what I always said. Cause he had you and everything tied with a golden thread. Then Charlie left and went away. And when I got the news, it wasn't long till I was walking round in Charlie's shoes. Now I'm wearing out the shoes that Charlie wore. Turn brown, cause every little dream I build, she's always tearing down. I never knew old Charlie's shoes could have so many tacks of disappointing sorrows, and I wish he had them back. Cause I'm wearing out the shoes that Charlie wore.
Well, a woman warm and willing, long
Travis Tritt and Marty Stewart on the Milk House Show. Today, partly cloudy and mild, a high of 44. South to southeast winds at 5 to 8 miles per hour. A few clouds and chilly tonight, a low of 26. And Tuesday, partly sunny and spring-like, a high near 50. 54 by Wednesday. Right now in Richland Center, it is 19 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Corn exports might be better than you think. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Follow coverage of the 2024 National Ethanol Conference this week right here and at brownfieldagnews.com. To learn more about America's ethanol industry, go to ethanolrfa.org. The vice president of the U.S. Grains Council says the top market for U.S. corn is buying more yellow corn than usual. Kerry Sifferrath tells Brownfield.
Feed and livestock industry and the cornstarch wheat industry there continues to grow. Mexico's had some drought conditions, so even their own local crop is down and probably will be down as they start to harvest their main corn crop in June.
But Sifferrath says U.S. white corn exports to Mexico are declining because of the country's GMO corn ban. However, he says additional business in other countries could help offset some of the impacts.
Colombia, El Salvador, a little bit even into Venezuela, Guatemala, where they also have white corn import needs. Those have actually grown a bit.
A dispute settlement panel continues to work on the GMO corn dispute issue. A governing board member for Clean Fuels Alliance America says the growing biodiesel and renewable diesel industry has been bringing added value to farming operations. Iowa farmer Dave Walton says the value of soybean oil is driven by biofuels.
Right now, I think it's around 13% of the value of a soybean.
He tells Brownfield the biomass-based diesel industry is starting to see a shift from being a commodity to a premium product.
We actually have customers like PepsiCo. They are trying to decarbonize their trucking fleet, and there's real value to that they're willing to pay for.
He spoke to Brownfield at the recent 2024 Clean Fuels Conference. The United Soybean Board is showing farmers and consumers how soy-based products can be used in their homes. Tony and Katie Mallinthin farm in western Wisconsin, and Tony is a member of the United Soybean Board. He says USB is using its website and social media to show consumers how versatile and sustainable soybean-based products can improve homes with a makeover of three bedrooms in his home.
Uses that people don't realize we can use soybeans in, and home remodeling, home finishing is one of those uses. So as much as possible, these three rooms are going to be redone with soy products.
USB has been working with nationally known interior designer Tracy Hudson.
And it was really about finding these sustainable products that had soy as an ingredient and really just showing, through the end result of these rooms, how you can design a sustainable space for kids, for babies, that you're not compromising design at all.
The bedroom makeovers were completed over the weekend, well ahead of baby number three, who the Melanthans are expecting around planting time. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Learn more about feeding and management practices for increasing cattle value. Sign up for the free workshop at beeftips.com.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
It was a slow Friday for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs ended the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Friday following back-to-back days of moderate business. For the week, northern dress deals were marked at mostly $287 to $288, steady to a dollar below the previous week's business. Southern live deals were up mostly $180, $2 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. At the Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers under 700 pounds were $8 to $18 higher. Steers over 700 pounds were steady to $12 lower. Heifers under 600 pounds are $2 to $18 lower, except Heifers 400 to 450 pounds, which are $5 to $11 higher. Heifers over 600 pounds were $2 to $4 higher. The USDA says demand was good to moderate on a nice selection offered. Medium and large one feeder steer, 650 to 697 pounds, brought $270 to $288. Feeder steer, 755 to 789 pounds, brought $244.50 to $259. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 614 to 617 pounds, brought $273.50 to $274. Box beef closed mixed with moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 90 cents at $296.20. Select closed 133 lower at $286.66. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and down about 1,600 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors were a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts to end the week and bid up to move needed numbers. It was a very strong week for export sales and shipments, with Mexico topping both lists. That affirms demand for U.S. pork on the global markets remaining strong. The industry continues to watch the availability of market-ready hogs. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 211 higher with a weighted average of 69.45. The Iowa Minnesota closed $1.05 higher with a weighted average of 69.58. And the Western Corn Belt closed $1.50 higher with a weighted average of 69.58. Pork values were higher, up 78 cents at 90.57. Ribs and bellies were both sharply higher. An estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and up nearly 9,000 on the year. And at the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher, supported by the recent trend in box beef. And lean hog futures were mostly higher, supported by the mostly higher cash and higher wholesale business. I'm Megan Grabner for Brownfield.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Direct cattle business was quiet Friday. Midwest butcher hogs were $2 lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans were up on an oversold bounce. March was a dime higher at 11.72 and a quarter. May was up 10 and a quarter at 11.76 and a quarter. Nearby corn was down. Deferred months were up on spread adjustments. March was down 1 1/4 at 4.16 and a half. May was a quarter lower at 4.29 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were supported by the recent trend in beef. April live was up 195 at 187.55. June was 95 higher at 182.82. March feeders were up 392 at 251.02. And hogs were steady to firm, with the major direct markets opening higher. April lean was up 22 cents at 85.22. The June contract was 5 cents higher at 97.75. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Official results are released for the 2022 Ag Census, showing this country has work to do. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. A few days ago, results of the 2022 Census of Agriculture became public, and they show the decline continues for farm numbers and farmland acres. Since the 2017 Ag Census, the U.S. lost 142,000 farms and 20 million farmland acres. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack.
This survey, in addition to all the amazing work and data that it contains, is a wake-up call. This survey is essentially telling us, asking the critical question of whether as a country, are we okay with losing that many farms? Are we okay with losing that much farmland? Or is there a better way? That's the importance of this survey.
Vilsack says our farm operators are aging, and he implored young people to look seriously at getting involved.
The hope would be that we would continue to encourage people to get in and remain in the farming business, and that we would be able to preserve our farmland.
Vilsack says the Ag Census results point to action needed to help farms to survive and thrive. And we'll explore that further in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. A dairy market analyst says crossbreeding dairy cattle with beef genetics has significantly reduced heifer inventories and the ability for farmers to grow. The Daily Dairy Report's Serena Sharp tells Brownfield that practice has helped diversify dairy farmer revenue streams and increase the value of dairy cows. In USDA's latest cattle inventory report, she says,
they give one number that I really like to watch, which is the number of dairy heifers that are expected to calve and enter the milk cow herd within the year. They've been tracking that number since 2001, and we came into this year with the lowest by far heifer inventories in that category.
Sharp says historically low beef cattle supplies have also created opportunities for dairy farmers.
We've always sold our bull calves to the beef industry, and the difference now is that they're paying a lot more for them.
Despite the smaller herd size, Sharp says large volumes of cheese stocks have overshadowed future prices and kept milk checks lower this winter.
Last year, cheese exports were not quite as strong as the year before. With all the extra cheese that we're making, we need to be boosting those exports year after year after year. And so that's why we've seen the Class 3, which is mostly cheese, prices come down.
Milk futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange ended Friday in limited trade, while cash markets were mixed and the dollar was lower. February Class 3 milk was down a penny at $16.17. March, 4 cents higher at $16.84. April, 4 lower at $17.09. May down 3 cents at $17.47. Dry whey was down a penny at 52 cents. Blocks down 1¼ cent at $1.48. Barrels up 2¼ at $1.60¾. Butter up 2¼ at $2.75. And non-fat dry milk down 0½ cent at $1.17. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
At Compere Financial, we're defined by you, your hopes for the future, as well as what you need today. As a local member-owned cooperative, you shape how we serve agriculture and rural communities. As a partner and part of your community, we're here for you with personalized service and expertise you can rely on. Contact your local Compere Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compere.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Brownfield Farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timbers mature. Some plan a harvest as a part of a management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster like a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call today at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413.
Partly cloudy and mild today, a high of 44. Southeast to south winds at 5 to 8 miles per hour. A few clouds and chilly tonight, a low of 26. Tuesday, partly sunny and spring-like, a high near 50. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 29. Wednesday, partly sunny and very mild, a high of 54. Thursday, 50, partly cloudy and quiet. And Friday, a high of 35. Right now in WRCO Studios, it is 19 degrees on the Wirtz Lauren Home temperature gauge. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today as we get today and the week started in southwest Wisconsin. Here's Dolly Parton.
Walk down by the river, pretend that your hand's holding mine by the same stars above you. I swear that I love you. You are my pretty Fräulein. That I left behind in a moment of glory. A face comes before me, the face of my pretty Fräulein. Fräulein, Fräulein, look up toward the heaven. Each night when the stars start to shine by the same stars above you, I swear that I love you. You are my pretty Fräulein.
Willie Nelson on WRCO and Fräulein. Before that, Dolly Parton and Heartbreaker. 19 degrees. We're right now at our overnight low. We'll see how the weather looks for this week. We'll hear from Tony Schumacher coming up in just a couple of minutes. Second Harvest Food Truck will be in Boscobel tomorrow, starting at 9:30 in the Corpus Christi Catholic Church parking lot. That in our community calendar for tomorrow. And also, coming up this weekend, Friends of Blue River Jigsaw Puzzle Competition will again be held on Friday night at 7 at the Blue River Community Building. Teams up to 4 members compete, putting together the same 500-piece puzzle. Entry fee is $12 per team.
Calves were steady, slaughter cows stronger at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from $4.40 to $5.60. Lightweights and heifer calves $1.90 to $3.10 per pound. 72% of the slaughter cows sold over a dollar, topping out at $1.28. We had 4 cows in the 85 to 90 range and only 3 questionable health cows under 65. Feeder sale this Friday, February 16th. Early consignments include 35 Holstein steers, 8.5 to 10.50. 10 Holstein steers going to weigh 475, 35 white-faced calves weighing 5 to 650, 8 Holstein shorthorn crossbred steers carrying flesh weighing 1150, 6 Holstein steers 750 to 9, 8 black steers 750, along with many smaller packages of cattle. Give Darrington, Colton, or Jim a call at Mathis Farms at 627-1401 if you have cattle to sell or are looking to purchase. We'll come out to your farm, give you an idea on what your package of cattle could bring at our sales.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
The Wisconsin Farm Center offers mental health services and resources to Wisconsin farmers and their families, including counseling services provided by licensed mental health professionals through telecounseling, counseling vouchers, and the 24/7 Farmer Wellness Hotline at 1-800-292-2474. This message in support of farm families is a service of the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg, building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Very tranquil weather conditions across the upper Midwest today, and that's going to stick around for several days to come, with no organized strong weather system in sight really throughout the week. And temperatures will be the big story. They'll be running above normal this afternoon and quite a bit above normal tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. In fact, some record readings are possible in the region as we head toward the mid part of the week. Now, there will be a Canadian cold front dropping south through Wisconsin Friday. We are not expecting any precipitation from it here. It may produce a few snow flurries up in the far north and northeast parts of the state, but it will knock our temperatures back to within 5 or 6 degrees of normal as we head toward Friday and Saturday. However, the cold air won't last long. The next warm surge will already be pushing in Sunday, with very spring-like temperatures on tap for the last several days of February. There are signs that a storm system could hit us next week with some rain. We'll keep an eye on that one as well. So today, look for partly cloudy skies, high temperature near 44, south to southeast wind at 5 to 8, a few clouds and chilly tonight, low in the mid-20s, partly sunny and spring-like tomorrow, high at 49 degrees, south wind around 10. Heading into Wednesday, partly sunny and very mild, low 29 with a high of 54. Thursday, partly cloudy, remaining quiet, low 31 with a high near 50. Friday, partly cloudy and colder, low in the mid-20s with highs in the mid-30s. Saturday, mostly sunny, low 16 with a high of 32. And Sunday, mostly sunny and warmer, low 21 with a high in the mid-40s. Again, today, look for a mix of sun and clouds with a high near 44 degrees. Should be a pretty nice day. Have yourself a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 19 degrees and partly cloudy. 44 was yesterday's high. The record high, 63 in 2017. Record low, 23 below zero in 1959. Last year's high, 48, and the low, 36. Sunset will happen at 5:37 this afternoon. Sunrise time, 6:53 for later on today. Right now, after a high yesterday of 44 and a midnight reading, which was at 23 degrees, our temperature is 19.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank,